Welcome to Traders Zone Podcast, where we provide valuable insights and analysis for traders of all levels. This is your host, Given Mokotedi, and I'm excited to share my expertise and knowledge to help you navigate the financial markets. On this podcast, we'll be discussing topics and sharing tips and strategies for successful trading. Whether you are a new trader or a seasoned professional, you'll find something of value in this podcast. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into the world of trading. Hi guys, Given here. Welcome to my channel. Welcome to the podcast. Today I want us to have a conversation. I want us to have a conversation about the spiritual implications of trading financial markets. Everyone who is exposed to trading financial markets do know that it involves navigating the complex world of risk. It involves uncertainties. It also involves opportunities. This is why this subject is very important. It's very important because trading requires something out of you. It is not just automatic. It requires you to make decisions. It involves a lot of emotions. It involves yourself. It involves your being. It involves your business, because trading is a business. It involves your mind. It involves your mental capability. It involves everything. It involves everything. You cannot separate your mind outside trading. You cannot separate your plans outside trading, because sometimes you even make plans. You make personal plans that if I can be able to reach this target, I can be able to, lift up. I can be able to improve my well-being, because it changes your life. Think for a moment that, let's say you've made a million. Or you've made 2 million, that can change how you live. It can change where you stay. It can change your social status. So it's very, important to consider the spiritual implications of trading financial markets, the mental, state, your mental state that can, change holistically. I mean, for a moment, I'm thinking of the case of a legend trader called Jesse Livermore. Jesse Livermore was a very successful trader in the 40s. He became a multi-millionaire through trading stocks. And then sadly, Jesse Livermore passed on. He actually committed suicide. And one of the reasons why he committed suicide was because of, the challenges that he had trading financial markets. Because of not being able to deal with some issues, and not being able to deal with the challenges that comes up with trading, not being able to deal with his mental, his psyche. So on Thanksgiving Day, November 28, 1940, just after 5:30 p.m., Livermore fatally shot himself with an automatic Colt pistol in the cloakroom of the Sherry Netherland Hotel in Manhattan, where he usually had his cocktails. So that's a very sad story of, a former American stock trader who was considered a pioneer of day trading and was the basis for the main character of Reminiscence of a Stock Operator, which is one of the best-selling book by Edwin Levre. So it's a very alarming story that, reminds us that traders do go through a lot. Traders do go through, challenges. And Livermore went through challenges to the point of taking his life. So this shows that trading requires a lot out of you. This is the reason why, as a trader, and it can also, apply to an ordinary businessman, an entrepreneur. It requires a lot of spiritual implications. There are spiritual implications attached to trading financial markets, as much as there are also spiritual implications attached to any businessman. So these principles do apply to trading financial markets, do apply to entrepreneurship or being a businessman, because there are challenges. It is tough. It is difficult. It is also rewarding, So it's important for one to understand to learn. That's why I have put together, six key points that we're going to discuss about this in this episode. Six key points that I believe they will be able to help. Number one is integrity and ethics. Integrity and ethics. Just like any business, trading financial markets requires integrity and ethics. It requires making, decisions that can impact not only your financial well-being, but you can also have a broader, impact on the market, society, your family, your friends. It has an impact. So maintaining integrity and adhering to ethical principles in your trading practices is very essential. Just as maintaining, the same on your business, how you do business, your entrepreneurship, your job, it's also essential. It doesn't differ at all. This includes things like honesty, fairness, transparency in all your transactions. Somebody may be saying, but given how does this have impact on trading? Because when you are trading financial markets, it's mainly you and your computer. It's mainly you and your trading account. It's mainly you and the decisions that you choose to make when you are trading financial markets. Most of the times, nobody's watching you. Most of the times, it's all about what you do. You can choose to, double up, triple up your lot size. Most of the times, nobody will say, hey, why are you trading with a big lot size with a small account? This is the reason why transparency is very key. You need to be transparent with yourself. You need to be fair and honest with yourself that if I'm trading a $200 account and I'm risking 100% on one trade, is this fair to the account? Am I honestly expecting longevity in my trading career? Am I honestly expecting, 70% win rate? Every time when I trade, risking 80, 90, 100% of the account, am I expecting a long-term success? Am I expecting consistency? You need to be transparent with yourself and the trading account and the methods that you use to trade. That is this even ethical? Is there any long-term success in this method of trading? So I think having this kind of view, having this outlook in the way you do things in your trading account when you're alone, when you're on your screen trading, is very important. Integrity and ethics. It may look like it's nothing. It may look like it's not really anything that one can actually consider. But if you think about it, it is everything. Because the decisions that you make, remember what I said earlier, decisions that you make, they affect the people that you live with, the same people that support your trading career, the same people that support your trading business. Whether you fail or succeed in that business, it has a direct impact on them. So that's why integrity and ethics is very key, fundamentally, to apply it in your trading. The second one is mindset and emotions. Very important. It's very important because trading can evoke strong emotions, very strong emotions like fear, greed, and excitement. You can be excited because you think you've got, or fairly enough, you have a great setup, great opportunity that presented itself in the market. It created an excitement, and as a result, you can even decide to trade big on that particular trade, which there's nothing wrong with that. When you see an opportunity, a very good setup, a very good opportunity, you take that opportunity because it can improve your, your profit. It can also, straighten up your equity graph. It can make a difference in your trading account. So the emotion of excitement, greed, you have now managed to make 2% out of that trade, 3%, 5%, 10%. And you say, you know what? Perhaps if I hold longer to this trade, I can actually double up this account. Perhaps if I hold longer on this trade, I can actually be able to make double what I've already made. Perhaps if I put in more trades, I can actually be able to take this balance from what it is now to 3, 4, 10 times, you know, what it could be. So that's great. It creeps in into your decision-making process as you are making decisions. Because trading is about decisions. It's about decision to either buy, sell, hold, or, you know, sell off, let go of the trade that you may have been holding on for some time. You see that this is a bad trade. You know, let me just get off this trade. Let me just, you know, cancel it. Let me just get rid of this trade. It may have seen as it's a good trade, but now I see that it is beginning to hurt my account. So fear comes in. You know, it's an emotion. And I believe that becoming a good trader involves being able to manage these emotions, fear, greed, and excitement. You come to a place whereby a good opportunity does no longer excite you, or at least you don't show. You come to a place whereby you've managed your emotions to a point whereby it becomes difficult for you to be greedy. You know, you see a setup, you take opportunity of that setup, regardless of what comes along the way, you stick to the, you know, the plan. The plan is to take this opportunity to risk this much, regardless of how this opportunity seemed to come off. It seems to be bigger than I thought, which you know, tempts you to risk bigger than you planned. You know, you come to a place whereby you manage those emotions. They are there, but you manage them and you don't let them control you. I think this is one of the biggest character traits of a great trader: cultivating a disciplined mindset and emotional resilience. Very crucial for making rational you know, decisions and managing risk effectively. This is a key for every trader. Practices such as mindfulness, meditation, reflection can help you stay grounded and centered in the midst of highs and lows of trading. You have to understand that trading can put you to a place whereby you need to make quick decisions many times. Quick decisions many times. And if you come to a place whereby you have to make quick decisions many times, there are high degree of you know, mistakes that can be made. This is why it's very important to, you know, come up with a system that helps you to manage your mindset and your emotions. And one of that system is having rules and sticking to those rules. Because when you have rules, whether market goes south or north, the rules govern what you decide. You make your decisions based on set of rules. You know, set of, there are those traders who are still using those old, you know, laid back mechanical rule based system, and I got great respect for them, because not many times you find those traders smashing their laptops, their screens, being angry because things didn't, you know, go according to plan. Why? Because they've got simple, you know, rule based system. They stick to that rule based system, and you hardly find them messing up. You hardly find them being frustrated by the market, because they have an edge on the market, and their edge is the system they use. The system they use to trade is their edge. Your trading edge is the system that you use, the system that you implement, and your ability to stick to the rules of that system is what makes you have an edge over the market, which is a very difficult thing. A lot of people don't have an edge. They are up today, they are down tomorrow. They are happy today, they are not happy tomorrow. Why? Because they keep on changing the algorithm, the system they use to trade. Today they trade this way, today they scalp, tomorrow they swing trade, tomorrow they, you know, they keep on using different ways, different systems of trading, and that frustrates their psyche and how they deal with different emotions attached to the ups and downs of the market. You know, and this brings us to the third point, key, that I think will help us to deal with the spiritual implications, you know, of trading financial markets: stewardship of resources. You got to be a good money manager. It is very difficult, you know, for anybody to succeed in financial markets if they are not a good money manager. Good money management system, risk management system. Risk management is the holy grail of trading. A lot of traders who are looking for strategies, they are looking for new system, new trading model, new, all the time. They are always searching. You know, that is one of the things that makes the whole trading journey to become longer. It increases the constant searching of new system, new powerful, high win rate system. It's exactly what increases the longevity in the market between you and your profitability. But if you can come to a place whereby you found a system, you stick to that system, and then you stay on a very sound, robust risk management system. There's a trading strategy, there's a risk management strategy. You have a strategy for risk. Strategy for risk is something that looks like if you lose 3% in one day of your account, you're out. Let's say you risk 1% per trade, and then you lose first trade in one day, second trade, third trade, that means 3% is out. Then you're out of the market that specific day. Tell yourself, you know what, I'm out. If you make 5% to 6% in a specific day, you're out of the market as well. Because it's very possible for you to make 5-6% and to lose the very same percentage in one day or in one trade, you know, especially if you don't have that risk, sound risk management. You've made it and you lost it. That can have a great impact on your psyche. You can end up making a whole lot of mistakes. You can end up entering in a whole lot of trades that you were not originally intending to enter into. They were not part of your plan. They are not part of decisions that you're making. They are not part of anything that you may have planned. But because now you want to take advantage of what's happening in the market, because now you want to revenge trade, you want to recover the money that you may have lost, you end up making mistakes. This is why money management is very key. So it's very important for any trader to remember that you are a steward. You are stewarding the resources. You have been entrusted with resources. You are trading $1,000 account, $5,000 account. You need to know that trading involves the stewardship of financial resources entrusted to you. How you manage and allocate these resources reflect your values and priorities. So practicing responsible risk management, others they would say diversification. I'm not that much into diversifying because I'm mainly, you know, trading one or two asset classes all through. Long-term planning, you know, these are some of the things that can help you steward your resources wisely and align your trading activities with your broader financial goals. So it needs a whole lot. If it's possible, write everything down. If it's not written down, it doesn't exist. So if you say, I have a risk management, but there's nothing written down, nothing that you can daily remind yourself on, can daily read and remind yourself, I'm getting into the market right now. Remember, today we're not losing anything beyond 3%. If you lose 2.5-3%, you're out, regardless of other opportunities that may show up after you have lost your 3%. So you are guarding your account to make sure that I'm not losing 3% per day under no circumstances, anything of that nature. And then you come to a place also whereby you say, you know what, if I make 5-6%, I'm out, regardless of many other opportunities. I've made my 5-6% in a one day, which is very great, by the way. I'm out. You've entered UJ boy, you sold EU, you bought UJ, UJ goes up, EU goes down, target 1:2, 1:3 on UJ, 1:3, 1:2 on EU, that's 5-6%. You're down. That's it. Take your profit, you get out, and then from there you focus on the next day. That means you are happy because you've kept your rules. You are happy because you've done exactly what you've planned to do. You are not necessarily happy because you've made money. So going back to what I said on point number two, which is mindset and emotions, your emotions are no longer affecting you. Whether you've made 5% in one day, it doesn't affect you. But what excites you more is the fact that you have traded what you've planned and you stood with that plan. That's very key. So stewarding of resources, very important for traders. Now, point number four, detachment from outcomes. Your plans for life. Because when you come to trading, it's like just like any other business, you've got your own plans, your own goals and aspirations. You wanna make a million in 12 months, make a million in 6 months, or whatever that case may be. It will be very difficult for you not to be attached to the outcomes of every trade. Why? Because you're already pinning your goal into a trade. There's nothing wrong with having goals, nothing wrong with having personal goals and having financial plans for your trading, because you need to know, you need to have targets, you know. There's nothing wrong with having targets. Personally, I don't have daily targets. I don't work with daily targets. There are other people who work with daily targets and it works for them. I want to make 3% per day. You know, what happens during that day, you know, it's another story. But that specific day, they are targeting 3%. They could achieve it. Sometimes they may not, but that's how they function. On the other side, there are people who just want to stick with the rules. They've tested their system. They've tested their trading system to the point whereby they believe that this trading system has an edge over the market. The only thing that I need to do is just to stick with the rules. And most of the times, that's the case. Most of the time, the system, there's nothing wrong with the system. There are brilliant systems, very good systems that are available for market on the market. Some of them are even available for free. Very good systems. The problem is the person who operates the system. You find that the person who operates the system is impatient with the system. The person who operates the system, he likes tweaking and changing the very same system, not following the system. And sooner or later, you'll find that they've ditched the system, not because the system is not working, but simply because it is not working for them. It's not working for you. Because you change it, because you don't follow it, because you don't allow it to run long enough to prove whether it's working or not. So at the end of the day, you end up ditching a system that works, but because you have not proved whether it works, you have not followed it long enough to show its results, you end up ditching it. This is a cycle. You end up going through cycle. You end up doing what we call strategy hopping. You hop from one strategy to another. Today you use this strategy, tomorrow you use the other strategy, and it prolongs the whole journey. Stick to one system, maybe two, you know, trade with them long enough, following its rules long enough for it to, you know, for you to be able to say this system works. You gotta have a data, backtesting data, trading, even trade on a demo, it's fine. You know, I've always advise people, you know, push demo for 6 months, for a year, have a trading track record of a demo that you've been trading, following its systems consistently. And then look at that. You'll be able to see your trading personality. You'll be able to see your trading style. You'll be able to see everything will be reflecting on that. Everything will be reflect on that account. That account will be a reflection of your trading style, your discipline, your attitude, and every other thing, either good or bad. Then you'll start to know yourself more about trading. And then it will help you to do some of the things that we've already mentioned. Some of the things that I've already mentioned, it will be easier for you to do them when you have a data track record to back you up. The track record of your history, of your trading statements, of how you've been trading, or following the rules, even on demo. Very important. One of the things that I believe will help seeking balance, because trading will exhaust you. It will exhaust you. It will literally put you in pain. Literally put you. It will stress you. It will require everything out of you. So balancing your financial pursuits with other aspects of life, such as, you know, having a healthy, you know, personal relationship with somebody, you know, even your well-being, your physical health, your personal growth. This is very essential for holistic well-being. You know, people say exercise, you know, find something to do outside trading, like exercising, because the minute you go through some failure in trading, it will be very easier for you to regard yourself as a failure in life. Forgetting that your trading failure is not your life failure. Failing in trading is not failing in life. You know, blowing an account is not blowing your life. You still have a life. You know, that's why you have to balance. You know, somebody said, find something to do on the side that you can succeed on apart from trading. Either be sports, chess, whatever it is. Find something on the side that you can also succeed on, because sometimes that is basically exactly what you'll be needing to supplement the void and the need that you have, you know, to succeed in trading. You find that it becomes difficult for you to succeed in trading to the point whereby you need something in your life that can boost you. And when you look at your success on other things from life, like your relationship, you know, spending time with your children, your family, your loved ones, you know, other succeeding business, that will become a boost. Hence, balance is very key. You know, you avoid excessive attachment to wealth or material positions. Very key. You know, very important. And cultivating a sense of, you know, gratitude, generosity, and purpose that can bring greater fulfillment apart from trading and meaning to your life, you know, beyond trading. Because if you are trading full-time, and then trading full-time, that means you put on your resources, your time, on trading, and you're still failing, that can become detrimental to your health. You can literally lose your life. I mean, remember the story of Jesse Livermore that I spoke about earlier on this podcast. Now I'm closing. The last one, reflection and growth. It's very important for you as a trader, you know, to reflect. Find time to reflect. To reflect, to find your space to cry. Find your space to do something beyond trading that helps you to deal with frustrations, because it can be very frustrating. There's nothing, you know, or one of the most painful experiences in business is losing money. Seeing your money burning, that can be very painful. I don't claim to know or to understand how I can help people to deal with that kind of pain. But what I know and all I can say is that it is painful, and find a way to deal with it. Find a way. And this podcast, this episode is one of those ways to find a system, to create a system, a mechanics around your trading lifestyle to deal with the ups and downs, the pains, the disappointment of trading financial markets. Especially if you are at the point whereby you rely on that, you are basically, you know, investing everything, you know, for the success of your trading. You are saying, you know what, I'm putting everything behind this. You know, I don't know how you do things. There are people who say, you know what, I don't have a plan B. Whatever that they do it with the intention of succeeding. They don't do it with the saying, you know what, if things fail, this is what I can look for. If things fail, this is what can help. They just say, you know what, I'm going all into this. It has to be a success. It has to be a resounding success. But guess what? Most of the times, it doesn't become a resounding success. There are people that I know who have been trading for 5-10 years, not being profitable. They are not yet profitable. They've been trading for full 5, 6, 7, 10 years. They are not yet profitable. However, there is still a story of people who found their success on the 10th year. So that also communicates that never give up. You're not about to give up, because the very time that you're about to give up could be the time when you finally found something to settle with. Not that it was not there. It has been there all along, but you found a way to resonate with the system, a way to ally yourself to the system. Finally found a way to manage your emotions. Finally found a way to get rid of fear and to do what you got to do when the opportunity presents itself. Finally found a way to deal with the emotion of greed. Finally found a way to stick with correct, proper risk management. Perhaps the risk management has been all your problem, not the trading strategy. Perhaps all you had as a problem in your trading was only one thing, risk management. So now finally, you found your risk management, your edge on the market, on the 10th year, 7th year, regardless of how long it takes. There's also a school of thought that says, bro, this ain't working. Let go, do something else. Because truthfully, trading is not for everyone. Truthfully, it is not for everyone. Not everyone will succeed in the market. This is the reason why they say that, you know, less than 10%, less than 5% of people actually end up succeeding in trading financial markets. The rest of people, they are donating. The rest of them, they succeed. Short success. Short-lived success. They succeed today, they fail tomorrow, they give up. So you need to come to a place whereby you say, you know what, is this working for me? Maybe I can do something else with my time, my skills, that can succeed beyond trading. Or maybe I have to push a little bit harder or a little bit longer. So now, the thing is, trading is different from any other business. You know, in business, we are taught to work hard, work hard, work hard. In trading, it's about making a decision and waiting. The minute you made a decision to buy or sell, there's nothing more you can do except to wait for the market to unfold. Market will unfold whether price will go up or price will go down. Your hard work is the decision that you make, choosing whether to buy or to sell. Hard work is understanding the system that you'll use that will help you to determine whether setup is a buy or sell, or whether a great opportunity will present itself in the market. When the structure formulates, when this and that happens in the market, that's your hard work. Preparation, that's your hard work. But the minute you made a decision to say, I'm buying gold, or I'm selling Nasdaq, that's it, done. The rest is waiting to see whether, you know, the decision that you've made is a profitable trade or it's not a profitable trade. Reflection and growth. So trading offers opportunities for self-reflection. Sometimes very quick. Sometimes it doesn't take a long time for you to start reflecting. You see a setup, you get in, you buy, and as soon as you bought, price crashes. To the point whereby you start asking yourself, was this price waiting for me to buy before it crashes? Because I sure can tell that it crashed as soon as I bought. It's like the market was waiting for you to put in your money and then to take it away from you. So reflection can happen very quick. Very, very quick. If you trade, you know, you start just getting into the market and trading, sooner or later you'll start reflecting on, maybe this is not what I thought it is. Maybe this is not working. So it offers those opportunities for self-reflection, for learning and personal growth. Each trade, it presents an opportunity to gain insight into your strengths, your weaknesses, and the areas of improvement. So it's very important for you to embrace growth mindset. You know, one of the ways that people do for this, people do to grow their mindset is to read. Keep reading. Either you read autobiography, either you read trading books, either you read motivational material, whatever it is that you read in relation to your trading career or even business career, read. Read your Bible as well. You know, because it helps you to deal with your emotions. It helps you deal with your spirituality. Find God, something, anything that helps you, you know, have a better perspective on the market. Whatever it is that you do, embrace growth mindset. Growth mindset so that you can grow. Commit to continuous learning, development. This can lead to greater mastery and success in trading and even in life. I've never seen a successful trader who has never learned, who has never committed themselves to continuous learning. And the good thing about this is that today there are episodes like this, podcasts, YouTube channels, books. There are a lot of material that one can consume, one can absorb to learn. And even your mistakes, you know, your trading mistakes, you can learn a lot from that. So ultimately, the spiritual implications of trading financial markets, it lies on how you approach and how you engage with the practice of trading. What is your understanding of trading? Why are you trading in the first place? What is this trading? I believe it's bigger and deeper than a lot of people think. It's very deep. Because it requires you. It will ask you, it will require you to get deeper, to dive deeper into yourself, your psyche, your beliefs, your thought patterns, your goals, your behaviors, everything. It will require everything, your everything. So by cultivating integrity, mindfulness, which is basically what we spoke about, stewardship, you know, being able to be a responsible money manager, detaching yourself from the outcomes. You set up a trade, whatever happens, you know, the results will take them because you followed your rules. Maintaining balance in your life and persuasion of growth. You can trade with greater wisdom, purpose, and alignment with your values and your beliefs. This is Given Mokotedi. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments below. Keep on subscribing. For those who have subscribed, thank you. Have a good one. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Traders Zone Podcast. We hope you found the information and insights shared to be valuable. Remember to always conduct your own research, diversify your portfolio, and manage risk. Don't forget to follow us on social media, download, share, and subscribe to our podcast for more episodes like this one. Until next time, happy trading.